Exclusive: Zoe accuses Biden's phony. Dangerous strategy of enabling anti-Semitism. By Joshua Klein on May 30, 2023. Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, head Morton Klein blasted the Biden administration's new government strategy for combating anti-Semitism, deeming it both phony and dangerous, as well as a frightening disgrace that enables anti-Semitism. Speaking with Breitbart News on Tuesday, Klein, who has headed the nation's oldest pro-Israel organization for nearly two decades, blasted President Joe Biden's reliance on the left-wing Nexus document as well as the so-called Jerusalem Declaration on Anti-Semitism, JDA, another preferred left-wing alternative. President Biden and U.S. anti-Semitism. Envoy Deborah Lipschitz must be condemned for their phony, dangerous anti-Semitism plan, which welcomes and appreciates as a valuable tool Nexus and JDA anti-Semitism definitions, which state that opposing Israel's right to exist or supporting BDS is not anti-Semitism, he said, adding that Biden/Lipschitz are legitimizing Israelophobia and Israel boycotts. According to Klein, the Biden/Lipschitz plan will make it much harder to fight the boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, movement on campuses as anti-Semitism, or fight Democrat reps. Ilhan Omar, MN, Rashida Tlaib, ME, and Betty McCollum, MN, as anti-Semites. The ZOA leader pointed to the recent congressional Nakba event mourning Israel's re-establishment and supporting boycotting Israel, which was hosted by Tlaib, a far-left squad member long accused of anti-American and anti-Israel rhetoric. The Nakba catastrophe is a term used by Palestinians to refer to the Jewish people's statehood in the land of Israel, their ancestral homeland. Klein warned Tlaib's function could, under the new guidelines, be claimed to simply be a legitimate political opinion, and not Jew hatred. These Congress members and others, like Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, who only condemn and focus on the Jewish state for alleged human rights abuses while ignoring real abusers like China, Iran, the Palestinian regime, Russia or Venezuela, are no longer considered anti-Semitic but merely expressing their legitimate political opinion, he stated. In addition, he noted, the plan ignores the serious problems of radical Islamist anti-Semitism and radical black nationalist anti-Semitism as anti-Semitism, while only naming white supremacists as a Jew-hating group. Klein concluded by highlighting that the Israel-hating CARE, a Hamas front group, and the extremist anti-Israel J Street have profusely praised this plan and were named as being involved in its development. This is further proof that this Biden/Lipschitz anti-Semitism plan is a frightening disgrace that enables anti-Semitism and protects anti-Semites by labeling them as mere political activists, he said. Klein's remarks follow President Biden's unveiling of a new strategy to combat anti-Semitism, which he called the most ambitious and comprehensive U.S. government-led effort to fight anti-Semitism in American history. However, the new plan has been criticized for excluding extreme criticism of Israel, in deference to radical left-wing groups that are a core part of the Democratic Party coalition. It has also been attacked for potentially targeting conservatives. The matter comes as the number of recorded anti-Semitic incidents has reached a record high under President Biden's administration, despite campaigning on stopping the rise of extremism. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.